I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Daniel, and we're in chapter 6. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Fire leaders settled together before the king, and they said unto the king, O King Darius, live forever, because we want no damage to come to you, King. It's all about you.
Yep, it's all about you. Stay home. Hide behind your couch. Be afraid of a germ.
Be afraid of a germ, because that will help you to wreck your business. That will help you to go under in your finances. That will deplete your savings. All of these things, right? You say, well, where are you going? Where are you going? Where's it? Well, remember the book. The book goes somewhere. And one of the things we find is that Daniel was put in this position because he was one of an excellent spirit. He was an excellent spirit. That's in verse 3. Do you know, when you think of an excellent spirit, can I tell you what an excellent spirit really looks like? Well, the Bible tells us what it looks like. It says love suffers long and is kind. Did you know that? It suffers long and is kind. Daniel dealt with all kinds of crazy. He dealt with Belshazzar just a few weeks before, you know, whatever, a few months, whatever it is between that time when that kingdom fell and he's in this one, he's at the top of the heap all over again. You know what he did? He probably sat down across the table from Darius and he says, listen, I just want you to know. Maybe he was brought in like Jeremiah was. Hey, we heard you were telling Belshazzar in his kingdom he was going to fall tonight. And well, what do you need? We're going to be a blessing to you. And he could turn around and he could say, well, listen, you know, God told me we were going to fall. And then he began to show him about Cyrus, who, you know, it was the Medes and the Persians, and Cyrus was in the wings. And he says, and Cyrus' name is in the book, and you guys are going to build our temple back, and it's going to be good. And they're like sitting back, whoa, whoa, what? His name 100 and some years before was mentioned? His name? Yeah, his name. So they begin to think about, well, what did he say? Well, tell me about what happened that night. Well, there was this hand, and it appeared, and it said, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin, and it meant waiting and wanting, and kingdoms departed from you. You did that? You can see there is sin. This is new. This is new. Can I tell you, we got a book that's as new as the news in the morning. We are living in times that God said was coming. And people in the world are completely oblivious because they've been brought up by godless parents who make their kids more narcissistic than themselves, each launching the other one further away from the truth. You know, we're living in a time where young people think they're the smartest people in the room when they don't even know how to start their car. Years ago, they used to have it in the little manual that came with the car, how to adjust the valves. Now it says, don't drink the battery acid. I mean, so you're looking at a time where we are learning from a very deliberate point that God's word is absolute. Let God be true in every man a liar. And the thing that has to happen in each of us to have an excellent spirit is when you're in your day-to-day world, love people. Love them. Love them in spite of themselves, because God loved you in spite of yourself. That's how it works. An excellent spirit is love. Daniel could have been disgusted with all of these Gentiles. I mean, goodness, these people, they hate our people. They oppress our people. They put them in bondage. No, he said, you know, I'm here. This is where I'm at. I can have influence. Maybe we can do some good. And it got so bad at one point where everybody's called to bow down to an image a few chapters back, you recall. And three of them said, well, we're not going to do that. And they had to be cast into a fire. Why? They didn't talk nasty to the powers. What they did is they just said, listen, we're not going to bow. Our God is able to deliver us from this fiery furnace. And even if he doesn't, he will certainly deliver us from your hand, O King. Okay, because that's what God does. God can, God does, and God will when the time is right and needful. Sometimes he lets people testify with their blood, and sometimes he lets them testify with their deliverance. This is not new ground, folks. It's new to us because we've been living large in America. We need to go back and find our moorings. Daniel was a man who nobody liked. Nobody liked that he worked with. He was the guy that had the target on his back, and these people conspired to get him destroyed. They shut down the churches and left open the bars and the brothels. Why? Because the church is hated. The true church of the living God that has the word of God, that has the hope of Christ and his return, the truth of righteousness and morality and sanctity of marriage and sanctity of life, these people were hated and they found respite in the Word of God and in the Church of God. And the Bible tells us what this excellent spirit would have looked like. It suffers long. When our founders wrote up our declaration, you remember, when as long as sufferings are sufferable, right? So we're saying now, are they sufferable when they come after your children with an inoculation that is questionable at best and deadly at worst? Children are the safest people to be around, according to the doctors that are honest, because they don't seem to be affected by this. And they basically process it with their strong immune systems in such a way as to get herd immunity going a lot quicker. Safest place. But the teachers' unions were saying, no, we're going to shut that down. We can't go in there. We're scared. We don't want to get sick. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself. Love is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Charity never fails. I say to you this morning, I work in a secular environment. I've got guys who are just everyday average guys. You know, they get off work, they want to go have a beer. They want to talk about girls, and they want to get a little naughty, you know, in their thoughts and in their actions. And sometimes I have to excuse myself, but I'm not in there hating on these guys. I love these guys. These guys break my heart when I see what they go through. One guy takes care of his wife right to the very end of her life, even though it was everything to him to just go to work and come home and just take care of her. Another guy says, hey, keep praying for my wife. She's not doing well. She's getting really bad. You know, these people don't know. They don't know. The Bible says don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. You don't do that. We try to go out there and love. We love. We hope all things. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says this, now abides faith, hope, and charity, and the greatest of these is love. Daniel loved Darius. He loved Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, king, be this dream to some other person. You're not going to have to go out. Hopefully, you know, turn righteous and get turned around. Maybe God will be merciful. He warned him, but he loved him. It's a kind of an interesting narrative in some of our stories, whether it's Beauty and the Beast. You know, he's so bad, but she falls in love with him because she just is around him all the time. And if you're around a lost person, you begin to realize that to know all is to forgive all, and that's an expression that has come into play. It's not absolutely true, but it certainly is interesting when you find out people's story and you realize why they're the way they are, that somehow maybe you can have a little compassion. But sometimes we assume we know. We don't know everything about a person. We don't know why they behave the way they do. We don't know what's happened to them in their lives. But we do know this, there is a Savior. There is a physician. There is a Christ who can give eternal life and forgive every sin and every reaction and every overreaction to whatever action happened to them. He can heal that. And he will heal that for whosoever will call. Psalm 142, verse 3 says this, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path, O God. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me? I looked on my right hand and beheld that there was no man that would even know me. Refuge failed me, and no man cared for my soul. You see, knowledge is power, but also if it's knowledge of conviction, it will also change you. When you know that these people right now in our world who have maybe overstep some boundaries or push some envelopes a little too far. These people are in a thicket many times. They don't know which way's up and they don't know where to turn. And so they just double down, right? They double down and they say, well, I've got this and I did this and I'm so happy I did this. And man, these 5 times I've been in the abortion clinic, they were the best days of my life, they're saying in some cases. You've heard this, right? At the Women's March, after President Trump had been inaugurated, they had a women's march. Oh, I'm celebrating my abortions today. You see, why? Because they're doubling down. They're doubling down. If we make a decision and we make a mistake and we get something in our core and it really is like a tumor on our hearts and we sit around and we ruminate on it and ruminate on it, it just gets worse, you know? It's like somebody said, don't think about a bear dancing with a Coke in his hand.
You can't not think about it because they just put it in your mind. Don't think about it. You know, that kind of thing. And I'm saying to you that this is what the world has done. It's got something on you. It's got something on that. We need to recognize earlier is better. Get the children saved early. Less damage, less debris. But if they have to wait till they're teens, then get them quick. Because now teens are older than they used to be as far as their moral compass being destroyed. It's not a maturity. It's a devastation that hits them quicker. And then beyond that, man, each decade it gets darker and harder. And what a wonder it is to find somebody in their 50s or 60s these days who's not become coarse and hard, but they're not church people either. Daniel had an excellent spirit in him. Pray God that we will have an excellent spirit in ourselves. That's a prayer. God, make me to have an excellent spirit. I want to see people as you see them, because He sees them perfectly. They knew they had to go after the law of His God and bring it into contradiction to the law of the land. And there really was nothing that Daniel was adverse to. I mean, after all, he was a captive and he was a Jew and he was at the highest point. And he's like Joseph. He had found favor. And so he had influence and he could do some good. So all of these princes and presidents, they came and they said, you know, you're so great. So we've gone from being a people who are jealous of him. They're going to flattery now. They've moved into another part of their repertoire. Get some flattery going on here. Old King lived forever. He says, when you make a royal statute and it's solid forever, and then they say, why don't you make one where nobody can ask a petition in verse 7 of anyone except you for 30 days. Just 30. Just give us 30 days. Just give us 2 weeks to flatten the curve, you know. Give it. That's all it was. Now it's 2 weeks to flatten the curve. It's gone to 2 years or you'll do it or you'll lose your job. You know, that kind of thing. It's out of control. Just flattery. We just care about you. We care about you. Even though we don't have any data much, we just are caring about you. It says, and if they don't do it, if anybody makes any other petition, they're supposed to be, they will have to be cast into a den of lions in verse 7. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, verse 8, wherefore the king signed it. Well, that sounded really good. Why would he sign that? Why would he sign that? Well, he had already farmed out and delegated all of his work. He didn't have anything else to do. They were feathering his bonnet. Look how great you are. Boy, you picked well. You've done well. Look how great you are. And pretty soon you become a legend in your own mind. Man, this is going like a well-oiled machine. They're right. I am pretty cool. I hadn't thought about it lately. Been doing my nails, you know, whatever. Been walking in my garden. It's crazy. But the reality is this is not uncommon. The ways of men are consistent. If you have idleness, it's the devil's playground. Right? Idle mind, idle hands. We've all heard these little quaint sayings. Why? Because it's true. And this king has not been doing much. It would seem he's got it all farmed out. He was thinking of giving Daniel the entire thing. Here, why don't you just take it? I'm going to go do something else. I'm going to go hunting. But when he started looking at the mirror they were putting up, he said, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, let's do that. At least I've got my name in the ring here and they'll know I have influence. And so the narcissism, the selfishness, the carnality, all was being played to. And he signed the decree. And the Bible says in verse 10, now when Daniel knew that the writing had been signed, he went to his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day. And prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. There are conspiracies among men. But there are also challenges for good men.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.